Blackstone Audiobooks presents Clear and Convincing Proof by Kate Wilhelm. Chapter 1. The afternoon that Erica Castle drove into Eugene, Oregon, she was elated, excited at the thought that she would sleep in her own house that night. Weeks earlier, an attorney had called to inform her that she had inherited her grandmother's property. She had become a homeowner. She had never met her grandmother, had never before been farther west than Indiana, but her mother had talked about the fine old mansion many times in the distant past, and now it was hers, Erica's. She drove with care, admiring the well-kept houses, the neat lawns and lovely landscaping with flowers everywhere. After grimy industrial Cleveland, everything here looked fresh and scrubbed, sparkling clean. It was an affluent neighborhood, not super rich, but comfortable. No more dingy apartments, inner city filth, just her own house in a nice neighborhood where flowers bloomed. Driving slower and slower, she watched the house numbers, then came to a stop, backed up, pulled into a driveway, and braked hard, aghast at the spectacle before her. The yard had gone to weeds, knee-high or higher, and a tangle of blackberry brambles was 10 feet high. There was trash strewn in the driveway, beer bottles, an oil can, a broken chair. The two-story house had peeling paint and bare wood in places. There was a broken window held together with duct tape.